The end of a tumultuous 2022 is fast approaching. It's been a tough year for our pockets. Since the beginning of the pandemic in 2020, Americans added $2 trillion to the national household debt. So it's time to look ahead to what we can, could, or should do to protect or correct our finances in 2023. Let's ask CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money, Jill Schlesinger. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
So let's start with a look back at this year. We know inflation has been hard on many people's finances, with prices for everyday items really skyrocketing. I assume inflation's the main culprit, but was there anything else at play?
Well, I think there's a couple of things, and you're right. Inflation, the especially goods inflation in the beginning of the year, so energy products and food, really did take a big bite out of the household budgets of many Americans. But also later in the year, what we started to see was this shelter component and rents starting to rise pretty dramatically. And I think that's the part that we were not feeling so much early in the year. But now later in the year, we did start to see that come on, and a lot of service level inflation. So whether it's airfares or going back to get your hair cut more often, these are things that started to see bigger spikes in prices. And frankly, to service all of that, a lot of people plowed through their pandemic savings and even went into debt to get out from under it.
I mean, you know, you can cut out the flight to somewhere, but you can't cut out your rent. So I'm imagining that had a really big impact on people's household debt this year.
Absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned that debt increased pretty dramatically. And, you know, we are seeing this big increase. And I think this kind of took a lot of economists by surprise, because what we had heard was, well, there's more than $2.3 trillion in excess savings during the pandemic. People are really feeling good. They have savings. Well, a lot of people went through that savings very quickly. And actually, now we are seeing that household debt is rising pretty dramatically, and we are adding to that in a dramatic way. And I think that yeah, especially that short-term credit card debt is just ballooning, because the interest on that debt is basically at all-time highs right now. So that just keeps adding to the problem.
This sounds painful, Jill. Is for those who are struggling with debt, what advice do you have?
You know, it's like really tried and true advice, and it does work. So it starts with tracking how you spend your money right now and figure out if there is just any money you can scrub from the amount of money that you're spending and redirect it to paying down debt. And the reason why that's so hard is that for so many people, they say, well, I can't, I'm living paycheck to paycheck. But sometimes when you go through it like in a granular way, you can find a few bucks. And with the Fed continuing to keep those rate hikes in place and maybe even increase it by a little bit in 23, the cost of servicing debt is not going away anytime soon. So you want to directly put money onto those credit card balances, work your way down with the highest interest rate cards down to the lower ones.
You heard it, folks. That's the best advice we can take with us into the new year. CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money, Jill Schlesinger. Thank you, Jill.
Thanks for having me.